Financial Matters.
Dr. Frank McGuigui is here with me in the studio. Dr. Frank, good evening to you. Are you good?
Good evening. Happy to be back.
Yeah?
Hey, Baba. Two weeks, man.
I tell you.
This is Wendy.
Yes.
And then Babalo.
Babalo.
Let me tell you what happened.
Yeah.
Okay, go first.
First, I've got to say Babalo and Sis Wendy were sagacious.
Yeah.
They were absolutely amazing in just the information and the insight.
Yes.
That they brought
yeah.
with the information that they were giving us, right? So, because there's a very interesting thing, Dr. Frank. You can give me information.
Yes.
But if you don't give me insight as to the applicability of the information that you're giving me.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I've listened to you talk. And
so
I know
right.
that you're very clever, and so what?
Yeah.
But the way that Sis Wendy and Babalwa yeah. were able to break things yeah. down for us and make us understand how these things apply to us and how we can apply some of those principles. I mean, from the issue of tax,
yes.
Tax season, and how to handle issues that pertain to tax. What products are out there
yeah.
for us to maximize the way that we deal with tax.
Mm.
And then Sis Wendy coming in last week, just going to the fundamentals, man, and talking to us about retirement, what we need to think about,
and
how to behave yes. towards it, and how to behave during it,
yeah.
and how to change, how to really become the kind of person that's comfortable yeah. with change as you going to retirement.
Yeah.
Just amazing. Just amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, yeah. Big thank you, to Babalwa, Sis Wendy. So 2 weeks, it sounds like 2 months.
Yeah.
Hey, Braobs,
yeah.
do you know I'm receiving emails?
Mm-hmm.
People saying, you didn't say bye-bye. You offered you. What happened,
Jan? Have they fired you?
Have they fired you? Even my brother, Derek Msibi, big CEO there, Stanlib.
Yeah.
Ask my what happened? Hey, Msibi, I'm here. Yeah? So many people meeting there. But where are you? Why are you not there? Oh, Konjoban, Pauline. Ingrain, it's a big subsidiary of Palo World out there in Belleville.
Yeah.
She says, you guys, I listen to you every day.
Wow.
I catch, 30 or so minutes when I'm,
yes.
you make it so simple.
Yes.
It's so relevant.
Yes.
And partly today is actually out of the discussion I had with Pauline.
Right.
Where she was just saying, I never knew until I came across you guys that there is such a wonderful source of financial information, practical tips, financial education. And I was just reflecting on it, perhaps tomorrow being Human Rights Day. And yep. I'm just thinking, where do people get financial education? How do you know what you don't know?
702.
And what do you do about
8
it?
8 p.m.
Exactly. Do
on
you
a
know?
Wednesday.
Hey, perhaps I even met some young ladies. They say to me, you guys, have you written a book?
Yeah.
Where's your podcast?
Yeah.
We will be the first to subscribe.
Yeah.
You make things so simple.
Yeah, I hope some people are listening right now.
Hey, perhaps.
Excuse me, you know who you are. I hope you are listening. The window of opportunity is closing fast. Anyway, Dr.
And you
Frank,
realize, yeah. perhaps, that you don't know, because obviously radio is such an amazing platform and medium, that you're not going to meet everybody who listens. But when you meet them, you're just surprised. I mean, from really, really, kind of people just finding the basics, but also very interesting to even, kind of more sophisticated people who are saying, hey, guys, I've got an account, with a stockbroking firm, and the info you give me just helps me to think more. Yes, I'm buying shares, but I might not have foundation on other parts of my financial health.
Right.
So we have a huge spectrum of just listeners. And it's so interesting. I mean, even I'm like, hey, Prakriz, it's like I'm becoming famous. I'm in Checkers.
He doesn't even know that he's famous.
Hey, Prakriz, I'm in Checkers. Props. And I'm just talking to the... And then the lady says, this voice.
I know this voice.
Quick. Yeah! 702! Can you imagine? No, bravo, we are doing good work. And so we're getting on this evening. Good evening, our 702 listeners. Cape Talk. Today we are just asking.
Yeah.
How do you find sources of financial education? How do you know what you don't know?
Yeah.
What has surprised you? And I'll give a few examples. When you realize, you thought you understood something. And then something happens and then you realize, no, I didn't quite understand. Do you know our government, for the last 20 years, they've made it a requirement for all registered financial services providers to provide financial education. It's a right. They have to put money aside. They do a big calculation. What money did they make in their retail businesses, you know, where they're dealing with you and me, as opposed to looking after business.
Yeah.
Those loans that they make, selling funeral cover. And then they have to put that money aside and plow some of it back. Do you know that? Does your company offer financial education? Have you come across NGOs? There's so many that are offering.
Yeah.
Have your kids spoken to you? Because we know in, for example, life orientation or in, what's that other one? Consumer studies.
Yeah.
There is a little bit of financial education offered there. So we're really just asking people to say, as we're in the holiday mood and we're thinking of, you know, the many rights that we have, do you know you have a right? We even have an ombud you can go to and say, I am not happy with how this bank has engaged with me, yes, how this credit provider, I'm looking for a recourse. So that's what you're talking about. I want to give quick three examples, Bra Ops.
Sure.
When I talk about realizing things and you realize you did not know. The first one, I go back, 7 October 1998. You know, that's way back, Bra Ops.
Yeah.
I bought a car, Honda Civic, two-door, silver, black leather seats.
Yeah.
Hey, that car was what, 98?
Yeah.
7 October.
Yeah.
I don't afford the car.
Yeah.
The person just says to me, don't worry, I'll do something, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
And they put balloon payment. Here's an example.
Yeah.
Has it happened to you? How do you feel when you realize I have this big amount to pay at the end? Number one, few years ago, I was helping a mine worker there at Sirit Resources in Krill. And he was falling behind payments. He goes to Kia. The car was, oh, maybe I shouldn't have mentioned that. But the car was, you know, financed by one of the car companies. And then they said, we'll sell it for you. We'll put it on the floor. Sold it for less than he was owing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they
said, so there was a shortfall.
Shortfall. You owe us the balance. He didn't know. He's thinking, how? You guys are selling it, everything squares up. Here's another example, right? If you think you know, I give them the car, they sell. Another story, many years ago, I was also helping someone, and they were saying, someone phoned me. I gave them my contact details over the phone. I ended up in debt canceling. You know, we've talked about debt canceling. Only to realize, you can't just say, hey, it was a mistake. Now you must phone National Credit Regulator. You have to complete an affidavit. How did it happen for you to be considered to exit that process? Has anything like that happened to you, 702 Cape Talk listener, where you thought you knew? How has that shaped your financial education? Has it meant, hey, I want to know more? Or I must read the fine print. Just with the call. And there are so many. I'm sure our wonderful listener will share so many other examples.
Sure. Give us a call. 011-883-883-0702. If you're in Cape Town, it's 021-446-0567. What are some of the big epiphanies that you have received as you've listened to conversations such as the ones that I have with Dr. Frank Magwegwe, but elsewhere as well? Yeah. Where you've had a light bulb moment and said, wow, I didn't realize this. Give us a call, because all of those stories are indicative of the financial education that one, we need, that we are engaged in, and hopefully bring about the understanding that we're entitled to.
Yeah.
So give us a call on 011-883-0702. And of course, if you're in Cape Town, 021-446-0567. You know, for me, Dr. Frank,
what's yours, bros?
Mine has been the credit card.
Yes.
Now, I don't have a credit card. Because Lutuli, who used to do the show with me before you, told me once, he said, that thing's the devil.
It's the devil, I remember. If not used wisely,
absolutely, he says the devil.
Credit card.
But it's not just because of him having said that to me. It was because of the fact that I was very irresponsible with the credit card in the past when I had one.
Yeah.
And I went through a process of rehabilitation.
Yeah.
From huge debt to no debt at all, but also to not being a part of that credit community.
Yes, that we've spoken about.
We've spoken about
where
that.
You need your passport as your credit report. Absolutely. And credit score.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And that this is a space, a network of trust,
yeah,
where you are allowed to access credit because you have a particular level of trustworthiness.
Yes.
Within this, this, and it can be a blessing and it can be a curse.
Yes.
That for me has been a major, major learning curve. Two, the issue that we've talked about delayed gratification.
Yes. That's another big one.
Oh, Dr. Ferengi.
Yeah.
That for me has been probably the biggest one, yeah, because I think because of the very passive relationship we have with financial knowledge. Yes. We're very passive about,
yes,
it. And I'm hoping that that's going to come up in, correct, this conversation. Yeah. We're very passive. We think things happen to us.
Yes.
And we are very passive. And so things do happen to,
yes,
us because
100%.
We are passive.
Yeah.
But I've come to understand that the financial world allows us not to be passive.
Yes.
That we can be interactive and active,
yes,
in our relationship with our finances. And my biggest epiphany,
yeah,
has been delay that gratification.
Yes.
Even for fun.
Yeah.
When you think you must have that thing now.
Yeah.
When you think, no, I just delay it. Just for one more day.
Yes.
And just and tomorrow delay it for another day.
Another day.
And tomorrow delay it for another day.
Yes.
Delay it for another day until you realize that you actually didn't need it.
Yeah.
And you ducked a bullet.
That's a big one, bro.
That for me, yeah, Dr. Frank, has been my saving grace. Yeah. And that has come out of these conversations, yeah, that you and I have,
yeah,
been having. So please give us a call. What have some of your learnings been? And they don't have to be like mine or airy-fairy and, yeah, stuff. But they can be institutional. Maybe you got to understand that if I pay my credit card on the day that I am supposed to pay it, I save so many percent.
There
so
you go, bro.
Yeah. If you, if I use my, Baba Law was telling us about that, about using these reward systems.
Reward programs.
These,
yeah,
reward programs.
She's very knowledgeable,
oh,
on those ones.
Yes. And how you can actually, be in a better tax position,
oh, yeah,
because of those kinds,
yes,
of things. So maybe yours isn't like mine, or maybe,
yes,
not like Dr. Frank, but you've learned something that has to do with finance. And it can be as
anything
sophisticated as some of the things that you've heard Dr. Frank talk about. Or it can be simple things. Simple things like,
all adds up.
Like delayed gratification. Give us a call. 011-883-0702. Tomorrow is Human Rights Day, Dr. Frank, and it's excellent how you've put this topic against that background. Talk to us about what it means to understand financial concepts,
yeah,
as a human right.
Oh, I think, perhaps, you know, when I look back, just listen to your point around gratification.
Yeah.
You made me realize, before I go into your question, that, you know, if I summarize everything that I've learned, perhaps, about finances, I like your idea of being proactive. I think for me, and it leads nicely into your question, I think for me, my biggest turning point, maybe 2004, 2005, somewhere there, was just realizing that so many choices we make without thinking about finances, they have an impact on finances.
Absolutely.
I think for me, that was my turning point.
Yeah.
I want to dress like this. I want to eat like this. I want to drive this. I want to stay in a place. I mean, all of those, you know, have a financial implication. And so they really bring us to how I think about the idea, you know, of human rights. So perhaps if you think about how central money is in our lives,
yeah,
and if you think about mistakes that all of us make, big and small, because we're passive, the point you're making,
yeah,
we're not active,
yeah,
and how some of those mistakes, how they strip away our human dignity. Just the idea, and I'll give you a couple, you know, the idea, for example, you know, for me, of, and it happened several years ago, this is a teacher close to retirement, and sadly, there are people out there who target the most vulnerable.
Yeah.
This teacher had trusted financial advisor who had said, I know a lot about government employees pension fund. I'll help you do 1, 2, 3. And she resigned. She accessed the pension fund and she basically lost a lot of that money through the money being recklessly invested by this so-called financial advisor. Now, Bra Ops, I looked at this lady, 56. Her daughter asked me to say, my mom made a big mistake. Can you just come and talk to you? Actually, I remember going to the house in Midrand. And I could see, Bra Ops, one, the tension between this 56-year-old and the husband. You have lost us almost 600,000. You lost so much money. What were you thinking? So, firstly, just look at the relationship. These are people who have been married 40 years. How that mistake is impacting life in the household and the relationship.
Mm.
You look at the kids. Now, this parent is now saying, okay, I did make a mistake, kids. You've got to support me. I can't, this money is not going to come back. The anger, the frustration. She was hospitalized.
Mm.
Stress, high blood pressure, right? And so one realizes from just not knowing and the disastrous consequences, and that money doesn't come back. And in this instance, unfortunately, a very different life in retirement. What Siswendi was talking about, 600,000 of what I thought I had is gone, you know, in this instant. And we can talk about so many other examples. People losing lots of money, Triple M, for example. Mm. So the real consequences, and it's not deliberate that, you know, someone is going out there. It's a mistake. I didn't know. Or I've had instances where I asked for my house to be sold on auction because I was struggling with the payment. I didn't know the shortfall. I am responsible for it. So for me, I link directly the lack of knowledge, the low knowledge, the financial mistakes to the core of what we need as human beings. Dignity, self-esteem, respect. Why? Because often, perhaps, you know when you've made those mistakes. You turn the torch on yourself.
Sure.
You're not the same person. You're ashamed of, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
How could I be so stupid? How could I fall for this? And so for me, I really applaud our government. I talk to a lot. In fact, 2 days ago, I was talking to someone who does financial education in the US.
Yeah.
And she couldn't believe it, that companies are mandated to put 0.4% of their after-tax profits for their retail businesses and plow back into financial education. And so it is important for us to grab that, because when you have that knowledge, little of it, and you become hungry to know more. For me, I can tell you, perhaps, your life is very stressful. It doesn't mean you've got lots of money. That's what we're saying here. We're just saying that knowledge helps you plan better. That knowledge helps you to delay gratification. That knowledge makes you want to know, where is my pension fund if I'm fortunate to work? Yeah. Where is it being invested at my company?
Yeah.
How much is it? When last did you check your benefit statement? To a basic thing that I asked perhaps in Creel, an old gentleman close to retirement. He shows me his bank account, perhaps. For 15 years, he's been making payments. He thinks he's got extra medical aid, but he's contributing to a hospital plan. Mangetwe baba, your hospital plan, how can you say medical aid? Why do you need this thing? I didn't know. 15 years, perhaps, you're not going to get those monies back.
Mm.
So you can really see everything that we really do, most of our choices, they center around money in one way or the other. And so not being able to manage it well for me in the world you are in, my goodness, just its impact on your quality of life, quality of parenting, quality of relationship, and just having kind of the knowledge to avoid those big pitfalls. We are not saying you need lots and lots of money, you're going to make lots and lots of money with this knowledge. There is that if you plan well, but it's just avoiding the minefield of what you thought you know. So for me, it's linked to that.
011-883-0702. What are some of your big lessons? Give us a call on 011-883-0702. 021-446-0567. Big financial literacy lessons. If it's too good to be true,
yes,
then it probably is.
Exactly.
That for me is also another thing.
To avoid that. Absolutely. To ask questions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Another one for me is the funeral plan.
Yes.
Is not an investment.
There you go.
That one.
Even though the financial advisor might want
to make tell you
think
that.
Yeah. The other way. Yes.
Yeah. The funeral plan is not the same as a life policy.
Very different.
They are very, very different things.
Different
and policies. A lot of people put money away for years.
Yes.
Years. Yeah.
That's a big one.
Thinking that it is actually some sort of a savings plan.
I'm not claiming.
Yeah.
Oh, perhaps. How many people, and we've heard those calls.
Yeah.
We talk about not knowing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You ask them, so tell me, you took this big funeral cover. It's got airtime. It's got groceries.
And the
car. It's got two storm. It's got income or benefit.
Yeah.
It's got transporting the body anywhere in Southern Africa.
Yeah.
Do you realize you are paying for it?
Yeah.
And you want something, Jani.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
And then you said, how can you get so many free benefits?
Yeah.
There is no way you can get it.
You are paying
you
for
are
it.
You are paying for it. You are paying more.
Yeah.
That's what we are talking about.
Things so give us a call. Give us a call on 1-883-07-0702. What are some of the big lessons that you've learned about finances, personal finances? About maybe it's not even just about your own finances, but how finances work, particularly in the credit space. Oh, that credit space.
It's got a lot of.
You know, one of the things that's scary, and I see that we've got lots of calls starting to come through. Somebody gives you a card.
Yes.
And they say, no, go into the world.
Yes. 10,000 limits.
And
exactly.
Buy.
Yes.
First of all,
do as you wish.
Yeah, do, man.
Yeah.
And a lot of us think that,
yes.
Yes. And you forget
about the consequences, right?
There's consequences that
you
are connected to it. Yeah.
You see.
So those are some of the things that we would love for you to talk to us about. What are some of the things that you have learned as you've listened to myself and Dr. Frank Magwego over the years, as you've listened to other programs
people.
And other people that have taught you certain things? We would love to hear that. Given the fact that tomorrow is Human Rights Day, Dr. Frank is saying that your knowledge of financial knowledge, let's say financial literacy,
yes,
is a human right. And our government has mandated companies to spend a specific amount of their profits in making sure that you and I get financial literacy. Please give us that call on 011-883-0702. Mamlulu is in Kagiso. Mamlulu, good evening to you.
Good evening, Bra Ops.
Are you well this evening?
I'm fine in yourself.
Good
evening. Welcome.
A dog with your laughter that is so contagious. Whenever you laugh.
You tell her. You know, I met someone, and you know, you're making me laugh. Why are you doing this to me? I met someone, and they said, you and Ops, your energy, it's going through the airwaves into our living room.
I really love it. To be honest, I like it, dog. Thank you so much for keeping us so happy every evening whenever
you
come to teach us about this finances.
Yeah.
My question to you this evening is yesterday, it is my birthday today.
Happy birthday, Mamlulu!
Wow.
Yes.
I visited this service provider yesterday just to go and check how far my life cover policy is.
Right.
To my surprise, I found out that it's no longer a life cover policy.
Yeah.
It's an endowment.
Aibo.
And I was so surprised. And I asked the lady, why is it now an endowment and not a life cover?
Uh-huh.
She said to me, it actually matured. And I'm saying, but then where is the finances? You know, I get scared.
Yes.
And then she said, the money is here, but the policy has changed. It's no longer a life. How is that possible? I wish to know from you, Doc. Is it possible that they just change it like that without me instructing them to change it?
Totally two different Mossy products. Because I need a life cover, you know. It's about protecting your loved one. Should you pass on, that money can pay for debt. That money, you know, can be used to abantwana carry on with education and whatever, right? That's the premise of ELifeCov. Very different product, because endowment, it's an investment product, mostly for people in a high tax bracket, because it's primarily about, you know, about being tax efficient. So it is not possible. I haven't heard of such a product where ELifeCov converts to become an endowment. I haven't heard of that one.
What I got yesterday, Doc. And the reason why I went there is because I've just made a major operation on my knee.
Yeah.
So I wanted to check if that it was covered. And then to my surprise, that's how I got the news. And I'm talking about the policy which I took from 1996 to date.
What can she do, Dr. Frank, just by way of getting to the bottom of exactly how did her life policy become an endowment policy?
I think it's I'm thinking of the same, Bra Obs. I think it's really it's getting the paperwork. They must what did she buy in the beginning that had this feature of, you know, converting at a certain point? What is the minimum? What happened? What needed to happen for it, you know, to convert? So I would be very happy if she gives Untateng her details.
Okay.
You know, kind of, you know, take it offline and kind of look at the paper. Just help her to understand and prepare the right questions for this institution so that she can be empowered with answers to how did this happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mamlulu, so well, I'm going to send you back to Untateng.
And then
what's going to happen is that Dr. Frank will get your information from Tating, and then you can have an offline conversation with Dr. Frank.
And also learn
absolutely what the issues are, and then perhaps we can get to the bottom of it. Okay, Mam Lulu.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy birthday, Mam Lulu.
So
all right.
Bye.
Excellent. Bye. Give us a call. 011-883-0702. What have you learned? Yeah. What have you discovered?
Know, perhaps what you've reminded me of.
Yep.
Because you mentioned credit cards.
Yeah.
About 3-4 years ago, I met an elderly gentleman, and we were doing financial education on credit cards and credit scores. And then I explained, in fact, I asked them a question. Everyone who has a credit card, what is the one thing that they ask you at the checkout?
Yeah.
And everybody knows, right?
Yeah. That you're straight to budget.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I said, can someone explain to me what
no
it means?
I have no idea what that means.
Nearly everyone in this classroom didn't know.
Yeah.
And then I explained, with when they're saying straight, they're saying you're buying for, let's just say, 500 rand. Come end of the cycle, we're going to take all our money, right? Because you did straight. If you say budget, then they say 6 months. You're going to pay over 6 months and we charge you interest. If you say budget 1 year, same thing. You are now paying whatever it is that you bought. Doesn't matter. Groceries, an appliance. You're now paying with interest. And how is it so interesting? Something we ask all the time. We just pick one of the answers. And this person said to me, I never knew. I always say budget, but I actually didn't know what it means. Those are the sort of things
They don't mean you want to budget.
Yes, no. They are saying we are now buying it on credit.
Yes.
We will charge you interest with asking you to choose.
Yeah.
Do you want to pay over 6 months or over 12 months?
See, conversation around credit, Dr. Yes. Frank, is a year's conversation all on its own. And we did touch on it. I think we need to revisit it.
I agree 100%.
Because I think that there are a lot of crevices, nooks and crevices in the conversation around credit that we need to ask and ask and ask again. Yeah?
Yeah.
What about the 3-2-pot system?
Yes.
That has been quite a big conversation because it kicks in now in September, right?
Yes.
That too has been something I've come to understand that a lot of people have enjoyed to hear about on this show because of the way that it's broken down.
Yes,
So I think that needs to come through. Let's go straight to the lines. Fran is in Rosebank. Good evening to you, Fran.
Good evening, Fran.
Yes, hi.
Are you well this evening?
And hi, Franca.
Fran and Franca. It sounds very nice. Thank you for calling, Fran.
Yes,
that's fine. I'm a senior citizen and I don't pay any banking fees.
Nice.
Suddenly in the last few months, I'm being charged a fee just under 100 rand each month for the credit card I don't use.
Oh, I see. So you benefit from being a senior because from about 50, in fact, from 55, not about, there's products that you benefit from. But now you have realized this, even though you don't use the credit card, depending on the type of credit card, some credit card do attract a fee, either a yearly fee or a monthly fee. You're quite right. Yes, yeah. Whether you use it or not, it doesn't matter.
So you're paying for...
You pay a fee because
you're paying for
the...
Yeah, you're paying for the... The fee that you're paying for, Fran, is for having the credit card and the access that you have because you have the credit card to that credit world. So you're paying for that. Now, I'm not sure whether we should have a conversation about whether that is fair or not. But what you're paying for is the access that you have to this credit space, to this credit world that you can use.
The same for the checking account.
Why is it not the same for the checking account?
Yeah.
Yes, because like you said in the introduction, your bank is a package that says for seniors on this check account, we don't have, you know, any fees associated with this, or maybe there might be, you know, transactional fees, but not a regular monthly fee. So the question for you then becomes, they don't have that on credit card, and do you need a credit card if you are not using it? Because perhaps what might be a solution is to cancel it so that you don't attract those fees. If you consider that. To say, I don't need it. I don't want to pay these fees.
Either.
Yeah.
Hello, friend. So have you thought about that? That maybe in order for you to avoid having to pay those fees for the credit card that you are not using, quite frankly, perhaps that's a consideration to think about?
And then you can use a debit card.
Send it out of the window.
Yes. If you don't need it, yeah, then you tell them. But think through it. If you're kind of okay, I don't use it, I don't think I need access to what a credit card provides, and then maybe the discussion then with your bank is, you are charging me fees for a card I don't use. I'm a senior. I don't pay fees on current account.
Yes.
Maybe the first question is there a possibility of you reducing the fees for a senior on a credit card? And if they say no, that is not possible, then you may want to consider to say, well, if I don't use it, I will save this 100 rand times 12 months. That's 1,200 that you could use for other things.
Yes,
100%.
Fran in Rosebank, good luck to you. Thank you very much for your call. I didn't know.
And Brauf, you see what you're talking about?
Yeah.
The awareness about what am I charged where?
Yes.
Do I have the right bank account?
Yes.
Because often it might say zero fees, but every transaction using another bank's machine, you know, you pay a lot. That proactiveness you mentioned, to just know about your money, about your finances, we shouldn't be passive on it.
What I've just learned is that seniors don't pay.
Yes. 55.
From 55 years old. You're getting close, Dr. Frank.
55.
But the point I'm trying to make is I didn't know that.
Yes.
Now, I didn't know that at 55 you have the option of not paying certain for certain bank fees.
Absolutely.
That's an excellent thing to know.
And not only that, also a number of supermarkets, for example, they'll have a day for seniors where there's huge discounts, your Greyhounds, bus services.
Yes.
You become eligible for a number of services. Yeah.
But I think what's also important, and I think that that's the principle that Fran is actually asking.
Can you imagine?
She's asking.
Yeah.
If I get certain concessions because of the fact that I'm a senior citizen, how come that concession arrangement doesn't become applicable to all of my accounts?
Yes. The credit card in this instance. Yeah.
And for me...
Yeah.
It just shows that we need a lot more learning about this credit world.
Yes.
and the fees that are associated with credit cards,
absolutely,
the credit space, because it's different to maybe the kind of fees that you get with your debit card.
Yeah, I know, it's very different.
It's different.
Yes.
So we need to understand how that works.
Yeah.
And for me, Fran's question has opened up an avenue for us to learn a little bit more about that. Because it appears to me that the credit space has other rules.
Yes.
That apply to it.
Even if you're not using the card, you're swiping it.
Absolutely.
Yes,
so those are some important things.
I
think that Fran was asking the question from a principal point of view that says, well, if the understanding is that because I'm a senior citizen, I get certain concessions, how come I'm not getting the same concessions
on my credit card?
And that is an opportunity for us to learn a little bit more.
Absolutely.
Let's take some more calls. Buitumelo is in Pretoria. Good evening to you, Buitumelo.
How are you, gentlemen?
Very good. Thanks.
Good evening.
Dumelo, what is on your mind?
What's on my mind is sharing with listeners some of the tips that have worked for me.
Yes, please do.
Okay, I've used my access bond to renovate my house.
Right. Tell us more.
And then, meaning I was paying more for my bond.
Yeah.
So with that money, when it came time to renovate, I used that money to renovate my house.
Wow.
And then for car payment, I always call the bank annually to find out how much is my settlement amount.
Yeah.
And when it was at the point where I could afford the settlement, I paid off the car.
Right. Well done.
Then when it came to my daughter's school fees, I did inquire about how much is the annual school fees instead of the manual monthly fees. So obviously you do save when you pay the annual school fees rather than the monthly one. So I used to pay my daughter's school fees annually.
Yeah.
And then that money that I'm supposed to pay monthly, I would invest it. So those returns that I got from investments, that was helping me to pay annually to the school fees.
Wow.
And also I would also, my previous employer would allow us to file leave days.
Yes.
So some of those leave days I used to augment the school fees that I'm supposed to pay.
Wow.
So I never had to, in my monthly budget, I never had school fees.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
And so, you know, for me, the question becomes this. Thank you for sharing. How did you?
More?
Yes. But before you do that, just tell us a little bit for our listeners. Was there a turning point in your life? Because clearly you are what Praob spoke about at the beginning. You've got an interactive relationship with your money. You're checking where you can save. You understand. What was the turning point for you? How did you acquire the knowledge to do what you have just shared? The five things you shared just now.
I hate being poor. I hate being backed up. Let me tell you my first time.
Yeah?
When I bought a car for my first time.
Yeah.
I remember I used to ask my mom, Mom, please borrow me 500 rand. Then I realized every month, I think I did that for 3 months, and shame, she would borrow me that money without even complaining.
Yeah.
But I asked myself this question, is this life?
Yes.
Is this the life, the kind of life that I want to live?
Yeah.
Then I realized that no, that's not the kind of life that I want to live. So I knew now then I had to cut.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
Give me those two other learnings, please, do me.
Yes.
Okay. When I get my tax return, I pay my rates and taxes, or when I get a bonus.
Yeah.
So I also pay my rates and taxes annually.
Yeah. Wow.
And then the other one is take advantage of other options when you pay, when you buy and take a lot. You've got like PayFlex.
Yes.
Where you pay bi-weekly.
Yes.
So meaning if you look into your salary, you are paying that item for 2 months.
Yeah.
So, and the other ones where you pay for 3 months.
Yes.
I forgot the name.
Yes.
So I'm also not using my credit card. I used to use Virgin Money credit card. It used to attract less monthly fees.
Yeah.
So it's something that I use. If I needed to make a big purchase, I used to use it. But now because of PayFlex and also tax return, PayFlex, where it gives you 2 months to pay,
yes,
or other ones, I would use that. Okay. And also, I have investments since I've learned my daughter now is in treasury.
Yeah.
So I, because of I'm already disciplined, used to saving money,
yeah,
that I used to use for her school fees.
Okay.
Wow. Do you mean
now,
yeah,
if I need to do anything in, yeah, my house, I would cash in that money.
Ah,
but
goodness.
I also have to pay it back.
Yeah.
No, and the fact that you understand that,
all those, yeah,
yeah, is a huge thing. Yeah. But this
so
is what I
understand, yeah, that because, yeah, for me it's a loan without
of course, interest. Of course, of course. Wow.
Loan to self without interest.
Wow. To me, what a beautiful call. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Practical tips.
But for me, what I'm getting from, yes, Dumi's call, yeah, is that she is not a passive person with regards to how her money moves, yes, in and out of her life.
Yes.
Yeah, she knows where the better deal is, yes, with that credit card. Yeah. She knows. So we need to get involved. We can't sit back and that's just it, be passive. We've got to get, yeah, involved. Otherwise, we won't know some of the benefits that are out there. Yeah?
Yes. And you know, Praops, I always say, so here's such a beautiful call we received, right? And you can see the effort,
yes,
over a period of time and the rewards,
yes,
clearly, you know, coming, yes, through. And I always say, it's not about time, Praops. Things that are important to us, we do give them time. So part of what you're doing on the show is such a call that we have received to make people realize if you invest the time, there is so much benefits once you in control of your finances and you can figure out, you know, a bargain here and a bargain there. It totally transforms your life.
I want to take a call from Pretoria. Nolo is in Pretoria. Hi, Nolo.
Hi, Nolo. Good day, listeners.
Yeah, good evening.
Just a quick one from my end.
Sure.
Just a quick one from my end. So yeah, I wanted to just push into the insurance part. So
yeah, yes,
in your policies, life policies,
yes,
and so forth.
Yeah.
There's an instance where before you even pay your first premium, they'll pay you your life policy out should anything happen. So that's one of the things that I don't feel like they should fall under the savings category and so forth, because we never know when these things happen.
Yeah.
But it's great when they happen and you have the cover.
Yes.
Sometimes you could take it at 30 years old and unfortunately die at 85 and, yes, 90. But still, at that point, if your cover increases annually by inflation, you are, yeah, still in a better position.
Yes. Yeah, true.
So that one, I don't feel like it's something that we should put,
yep,
to say that it's one of the savings, if I can put it like,
yes,
that yeah, one can put up.
Yeah.
So these are things that I feel are essential.
Yes.
And one should always consider.
Yeah.
If it's within their budget, and, oh, actually it should be within their budget, because we understand the value of it once you are gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we don't know the day that, yeah, the Lord decides it's yours.
Yes, very true.
So that's basically where I wanted to go through.
Yes. No, great
other
great
points,
call.
Yep. But yeah, that's what I wanted to go,
yeah,
through.
No, thank you.
Nolo, thank you so much, man. Thank you so much for that call. Edwin is in Davidson. Hi, Edwin.
Hi, Edwin.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thanks.
Good,
go for
thank
it,
you.
Edwin.
Good. I do employed at the company 2011.
Yeah.
Then they register me with the Provident Fund. Then I make my own retirement policy.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, with the Provident Fund company.
Yeah.
Supposed to be 15 years.
Okay.
But I make it 10 years because of that situation of Corona.
Yeah.
I stop it. Then I make 111,000.
Okay.
Then later I went back to them. on behalf of the Provident Fund, then I'm asking them, am I allowed to put something on behalf of my Provident Fund? They say, no, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Then previous days, then our principal was talking to us, worker at our workplace.
Yeah.
Then he was saying that, no, I will allow to do that. Yes, they deduct that money from my salary.
Yes.
Then I make it. Then this month is my first month. Then it's going to end up in February 2025.
Okay.
There's my sister was talking on behalf of the something like insurance. That no people they're just happy that no they got insurance, but they don't know to investigate those insurance. Yes. I don't know after how long as I got something like that insurance. After how long can I go and investigate?
You can investigate anytime you want, Edwin. But listen, I'm going to stop because we've run out of time completely. But once again, I'm loving the fact that people are not waiting.
Yes.
People are putting in DIY, proactive situations there. But what do you make of Edwin's call?
Yeah, so it sounds like, you know, contribution to a company or organization, Provident Fund. And then the idea of having, you know, additional contributions. I didn't quite get the last bit about the about what's happening with insurance, but it looked like check and understand your terms and conditions. Again, you know, the proactiveness that we're talking about. Yeah, so for me, I think perhaps in closing, just really to say, I mean, I think Boitumelo's call for me was the highlight.
Beautiful, yeah.
You know, really kind of the idea of where we started. You have a right to access financial education. There's so much of it around, including listening to shows like this one. Are you taking advantage of opportunities to learn to manage your money better? Because if you do that, we heard from Boitumelo, transforms your life.
Dr. Frank, how do people get a hold of you?
FrankMakwege.com, and just hit that button, talk to Frank Makwege.